Good morning. I'm Mark Allen with Gaper.io, and I'm here today with Jan Barlow, the founder of Better Job Fit. Good. It's still morning there. Good morning, Jan. How you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today. So to start with, can you just share a brief background of yourself and your work history before Better Job Fit?
Absolutely. Well, prior to this, I created my own job with a global medical device and pharmaceutical company, and literally merged my strengths from clinical education, training doctors on how to use our medical device or our laser to perform laser vision correction surgery, and my business development expertise to teach them how to make money at it. So literally was able to create my own position and used to travel internationally and nationally to physicians' practices to get them up and running as quickly as possible. So really went from there to literally was hired by our largest competitor and worked there for 2 months. And of course, as you know, mergers and acquisitions, what happens there. And my boss, 2 months later, was transferred and I got a new boss. And my whole position changed and it put me in harm's way. Physically, I tried to fit a square peg in a round hole and my hair started to fall out, palms started to feel, peel. It started to manifest itself physically. And it was so bad. It literally was the impetus to have me start Better Job Fit. I wanted to make sure that nobody would have to live through what I lived through. And my goal moving forward, my living legacy became helping people work and consciously work to their strengths and keep them out of harm's way when it came to working.
Very cool. And I think if you, anybody that's been in the workforce for a while, eventually that will happen to you. I think I know I've experienced it where you're just not a good fit with the person you report to, or sometimes it's the people under you.
And right? And that's exactly right. And what's interesting is that really led to me throughout my experience with the pharmaceutical company not getting their second generation laser approval. Because there was such a behavior difference between your clinical, your R&D people and your salespeople, there were so many communication challenges, behavioral differences that literally in 2018, I trademarked behavior diversity to really capture how do we start to bridge those resistance gaps to create better relationships between management and employees, managerial fit, group dynamic. So literally that's where we are right now. I mean, it's so important to really understand those situations instead of just looking at it and say, well, it was the employee's fault or it was our fault because we didn't do a good job. That shame and blame time is over, I think.
Yeah, and a lot of times I think it's just the culture, or sometimes it's even just, you know, unexpected growth and people react differently, right?
It is. And again, it comes down to behavior. Everybody has, you know, where they are on a scale of 1 to 10 in different types of behavior, pace, where you are in decisiveness, where you are in objectivity. And, you know, I know that we all have had that one person that we're sitting in a meeting and we always have one or two people that are always questioning, why do we have to do this? Or they're questioning, this isn't the right way. And before this, I would sit there and say, okay, can we get this meeting over with? And can you just get along? Like, why do you always have to question everything? Mm-hmm. So just really those experiences really led me to I really be passionate about, we need to start understanding one another from a psychological perspective. Because we can bridge those resistance gaps. I mean, it's just easy enough to do, right?
Yep. Well, and that's a nice segue right into Better Job Fit. Tell us all about Better Job Fit. What is it you do?
Thank you for asking. We started after I left the global pharmaceutical company. I started Better Job Fit officially in 2009, launched it between 2009, 2010. And we started out with a social justice program to serve veterans and foster care alumni. Those are two volatile populations that mainstream HR and mainstream work just really don't know how to translate already at in harm's way because of the emotional and physical, I mean, literally because they are transitioned and placed in different circumstances in different homes, that scrambles their brain. I mean, literally when you're missed, when you're in food, water, shelter, that whole time just trying to survive, it's hard for you to think that you have a possibility to do a job other than working at McDonald's, or that you can dream to be a CEO of a company, or that you can go to college. So we felt called to provide job matching services to those two populations. And we grew our business from there. Better Job Fit is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. And in 2018, we started to get more and more individual clients, referrals, and then career networking groups, if you will. And we started doing virtual events in 2019. And of course, 2020 came and we just busted out. We just expanded our services, and here we are.
Well, and it's interesting you mentioned 2020, because 2020 had a huge impact on the entire world. And it had to have an effect on yourself and your customers, the people you serve. I mean, what did you notice that happened when the pandemic hit?
Well, before the pandemic hit, as I shared with you, I was writing a blog article that was supposed to be published in June. And the research I had done stated that 35%, the gig economy that was birthed in 2008 from the Great Recession crisis, was supposed to really be estimated at growth at 35%. Well, when COVID hit, I called up the organization that I wrote the blog for, and I said, I need to retract that because I need to update it since COVID. And I estimated that it was going to be 50%, that people were really going to be put in a position where they would start their own company. And go to find out 4.25 million people officially started a business, so legally, back in 2020. And right now we have 20 million positions or jobs open that are not filled. So there are a lot more people that are starting their own work journey, whether it be through projects, you know, working on a single gig or short-term project, or they've decided to create their own business. So this is really where we are. It's the mainstream media is a little behind the times though. So when people are talking about the future, that future is now. It's not the future. We're living in it now.
So I assume it's had an effect on your company that more and more people are transitioning. Is that true?
They are. We expanded our services back in 2018. So we had already been ahead of that growth spurt to see it in 2018. And then in 2020, we joined with our HR community and network to create the HR Disruptor Summit, which now we provide leading edge educational resources to HR professionals and to those in career transition. So we're really preparing people for that next wave of how do we take those lessons learned in 2020 from a personal growth perspective and really start to talk about it and help people transition, whether it be start their own business or how to consciously choose who you want to work with going forward. So now it's a more deliberate process.
Mm-hmm. And interesting, the other thing that happened in from the pandemic is a lot of people went remote. And I know I work for companies that have literally people in 11 different time zones and different cultures and all that. So the stuff you were doing about behavior, you know, people and behavior, I got to believe that has, you know, when you bring in people, you know, that work in the same area, it's one thing, but to have someone in the US working with someone, let's just say in Russia or Ukraine or something like that, that has to be having a huge effect behaviorally.
Oh, absolutely. And I've been working remotely when I worked for the global pharmaceutical company. That was back in 1999. Mm-hmm. So I've been remote ever since then. So that's why when they talk about the future of remote working, it's been going on for many years now, right? It's just that on a global level, more and more companies and people are having to deal with it or to really approach it and learn more about it. So from that perspective of remote, I've always worked with international groups, so used to different time zones. I think the biggest, and now with Better Job Fit, we have all contractors. We don't have employees. We work with volunteers. Right now we have working with a group of volunteers that are in five different time zones internationally. Mm-hmm. So I think the biggest lesson that we've carried, and especially behavior diversity, we've carried throughout our 20 years, really, from my experience, has been really knowing more about your colleagues, your coworkers, from that behavior standpoint, because that affects communication. Everything is communication. Everything is built or designed around a communication model, or should be. So when it came to starting Better Job Fit and working with other people from other cultures, time zones, just in general, other world experience or life experience, it's all primarily based on each individual and how we work behaviorally with one another. Like, I'm a 10 on independence, right? So I'm the type of person that I, because I know that, I take accountability to make sure that we have a communication style or communication schedule with our teams and individual people like that I work one-on-one with that is matching everybody. So combined. So we have some team members that really appreciate more feedback on a regular basis. They like that constant touch. And we have some people that like written communication over one-to-one, you know, like virtual versus telephone or whatever. I mean, we try to really look at those nuances and incorporate that in our communication style and plan.
Very interesting. And I'd assume you have some type of way to find this out about each individual. You have testing.
We do. We drink our own Kool-Aid. Our objective job matching tool that we have used all these years, really, that's the same tool that we used within our organization. So unfortunately, there are a lot of colleges or academia and businesses that use assessments like Myers-Briggs or DISC. Those are self-interest surveys that ask people how they feel about themselves. And scientifically, we can't be objective about ourselves. So that's impossible. So we like to use a legal objective job matching tool that allows us to know the 95% of what we don't know about one another, right? So it's really been helpful to share with you. It's been helpful to use that tool when we are looking at team members and they're all their abilities, not just the job that we need them to do here with us, but we've used that to bring them in on projects that we would never think to align them with. So we drink our own Kool-Aid.
Very cool. So one more topic, and it seems like the whole world and the whole world's workforce is in transition right now. You deal with people that are in transition, but where do you see the world, the workplace going? Because we seem to be still feeling this thing out with COVID. Would you agree?
We're creating our next. That's one of our best workshops that we do, that we trademarked. It's called Creating Your Next. And that's what every human being is doing right now. We are, everyone, every human being is creating their next. You know, when you talk about work, it's not different than our life. You know, there's this old mindset that work is one life and your world, you know, your personal life is different. 2020 combined all that. So there is no demarcation between work and our personal life. So really, everyone is creating their next right now and going through that life contrast and choosing consciously now or unconsciously, really experiencing the world differently. So they're really creating, everyone's creating something new every day, right? Because we've shaken the world up globally. Nothing is the same, and you can't go back and say, well, we did it this way in 2019. A lot of people expect that, but that doesn't work. We're not the same people,
right?
We're not the same person anymore.
Yeah, and I think as people were expecting that maybe, you know, 2 or 3 months into the pandemic. I think most people now are realistic and say it's not going back to the way it was. And I do believe we're still not sure where it's going to end up. I think I think maybe it'll just be a constant flow that
it is. There's no ending, right? How we evolve as human beings, there's no end point. Like that's right there. That's a fallacy. Every day we're creating something new. We're creating a new life. We're creating new experiences. Who we were last week and what we liked last week is not the same as what we like this week or who we are this week. So really I'm looking forward to more and more people becoming aware of the destination, just really being more kind and being true to who we are and what we want, really what's important to us. To me, that's really where it's at.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, Jan, it's been fascinating talking to you this morning. Sounds like you and your team are going to be busy for a while.
Looking forward to it. Yeah, that's, you know, we believe in living our legacy. So either way, we're here. We're not going anywhere.
Yes. Well, thank you again and have a great day.
Thank you.